Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to Michael Scheuer. The book Imperial Hubris, meant to have him on 30 minutes. Now we're going into the second hour here, but we've got the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire coming on. They're having to file bills to stop federal gun confiscation. I mean, it's to make it felonies. It's literally happening. So that's coming up in just a few minutes. But we're here talking to Michael. I'll try to cram in one or two more calls here in just a second. We only got about 4 minutes now with him. And he was one of the top CIA officers liaisoning with the actual troops on the ground in Afghanistan trying to get Osama bin Laden. But so much of what he said has been accurate, according to my research. But you're talking about John O'Neill. Why would John O'Neill tell the London Independent and French TV that they're going to let the World Trade Center get attacked? He even said that specifically. There's going to be an attack so that they can go into Afghanistan. They're going to let it happen. I mean, if he's this bad guy, why is he on the record saying that? Explain that to me.
I don't know what he said on the record, sir. I only know what it was like to work with him. And I know for a fact that many times we asked him for help, the CIA asked him for help, and they weren't interested in helping us unless we were going to bring Osama bin Laden to the United States so they could try him and get credit for the operation.
So, I mean, are you saying FBI agents are bad that investigate bank robberies, or what are you saying?
I think that's exactly right. I think they should do what they're good at. But first of all, I think they should get people like Judge Free and Mr. Mueller and find out why they haven't been able to buy their officers a decent computer system to get them into the 21st century.
Well, I want to know why Free admits that he knew about all these crimes of Bill Clinton, but then writes books about it. He is worse than Bill Clinton because he admits he knew about it and now makes money off of it and calls himself a hero.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the great failures in American political history has been the 9/11 Commission that absolutely refused to get rid of the people or to accuse the people who were responsible for 9/11.
Are you kidding? I couldn't watch it. They would syrupily worship each new little buffoon that came before them.
Certainly Judge Free should have been one of the ones that was called to account, and he got away scot-free, sir, if you excuse the pun.
Well, I mean, I want to know how Free admits that he knew all Clinton was committing these crimes. He writes a book about it, and then he isn't arrested for admitting crimes, and then not. It's just insane.
That's a good word for it, sir. Insane.
Well, I mean, what do you think of these announcements that there'll be local CIA agents liaisoning with local cities to fight terror, but terror is crime because crime supports terrorists?
Well, one of the things, you know, Clinton made, the huge mistake is putting law enforcement in the lead against terrorism, which just ensured that it would develop overseas.
But please don't tell me you think we need the CIA or domestically. Come on.
No, I think we should avoid the CIA domestically like grim death. Our job is overseas, not inside the United States.
Well, I mean, how can our borders be wide open, and then meanwhile they're going to have some local tattletale saying, Knoxville, Tennessee, with these little federalized local citizens running around tattling on people? I mean, that's just...
It's crazy, sir, and I think you've hit a nail on the head. There's two reasons why America isn't safe today. First, because its borders are open, and second, because the Soviet nuclear arsenal is not under control. Both of those things can be done by the American government tomorrow if they want to be done.
Yeah, that's the thing. Our government has more money than anybody, so don't tell me that some Soviet generals for $25 million is going to sell a frog, a small artillery device, a low-yield warhead, when our government could buy it for $1 billion.
That's right, sir. If we wanted it done, it would be done. Same thing with border control.
Well, they also have sensors, as you know, that look far into the ground and can pick up radiation. So, boy, if one goes off, I don't know. It's just going to be... Do you think we're going to see a detonation?
Oh, absolutely, sir. I think if bin Laden has the weapon, he'll use it. He certainly has been after it for more than 10 years. And as we know, the Soviet arsenal is not controlled, so I think it would be foolish.
How convenient. And the government will get to have martial law, which they really want. Well, I appreciate you joining us, and I want to have you back up sometime in the future. And the book's Imperial Hubris. And Michael, have a good New Year.
You too, sir. Happy New Year to you, and thank you for your kindnesses.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I mean, I think that guy is saying as much as he can. You read between the lines. Yeah. Al Qaeda is going to bomb us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, later in the shower, I'll get into how Daryl Sharon died. It is a little bit suspicious. I mean, you think, when 400 pounds and being 77 years old, he'd never make it that far. And you think it's natural causes, but it's got the same M.O. as Jacques Rabin, Princess Diana, all these other people. And I'm not saying that he didn't die of natural causes, but it is suspicious that... Well, we'll get into that later. It's take a few minutes to talk about it. He did die a few hours ago, in case you didn't know. And then we'll also... I got this clip. There are these new trendy groups where they're all getting the implantable microchip because they're so cool. That was the Pentagon plan. 6 years ago, I remember reading it. They said we're going to use fads to condition the public to take implantable microchips. I know it sounds like a late-night Outer Limits episode, but it's really happening. And again, the big story is the Pentagon said they were going to do this. And then I had a Washington Post writer on 3 years ago saying, oh, yeah, industry is going to use the body modification crowd to say it's trendy to push it. I mean, this is public. This is Washington Post, U.S. Army website. I mean, this is... the Army's not just spying on us, folks. They're propagandizing us to take microchips. Okay, I'm already getting into that. It's coming up in about 30, 40 minutes or so near the end of the broadcast. I want to play this clip of them, talking about how trendy they are because they got the chip. Ooh. I mean, if you told them it was trendy to take cyanide pills, they'd probably start gobbling them. Oh, look, it's so trendy to die. Look at him convulsing. It's so trendy to jump off a cliff. I mean, it's just idiocy. It's trendy to be into freedom, you twits. All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop right there. We are 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 14 seconds into the show today, and I have not plugged my videos yet. And they're some of the best tools we've got to wake the American people up. And they are just amazing. You need to have them. My new film, Martial Law, covers how the globalists engage in terror attacks against the American people to bring in a one-world government. You just heard I had another chief CIA analyst on admitting our government's carried out terror attacks to blame it on people. I mean, what is it, every other day now we're going to have a high-level, you know, people want to tell you that? I mean, Ray McGovern said our government may carry out attacks. Well, they have carried out attacks. And we have got it chronicled in Road to Tyranny, in Martial Law, in Masters of Terror. If you've got these videos and haven't made copies or haven't put them on local cable access or haven't showed them to your VFW hall or haven't showed them at the library or haven't, then you need to. If you haven't made copies of them, you need to. And if you haven't gotten them, you need to get them from us for another 3 days. Well, even less than that, just for a couple days, until early next week, because we won't change the specials till Monday, folks, you can get PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 15 cents a day, a monthly subscription. All of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of TV reports, dozens and dozens of special reports I've done from Crawford, Texas, to London, England, to the father of weather weapons, to, and there's just so much more. Now we're doing every week in-studio interviews that we're videoing and putting documents to and putting on the web. I mean, it's getting better and better. Going into our second year, PrisonPlanet.tv. And until next Monday, you will get 5.3 months free. That's what the discount came out to. Almost 5.5 months free. Almost half a year free, just a few days shy of that, for when you get a yearly membership. It's $39.95, okay? So you're saving almost half a year at PrisonPlanet.tv. And all those crazy Christmas specials, you know, you see the ad where the guy goes, "I'm Crazy Harry, come down to my electronic shop, we're going crazy." Well, we really are going crazy here because I just want to get the material out the door. The books, the videos, everything's discounted, in some cases 75% off, because I want to get this material out. I want to affect change. And we're expanding the business. We're expanding the fight. We're expanding the employees we have here. We're expanding the films we make. We are expanding everything. And so we are just blowing it all out to capitalize, to even do a better job and to put up more websites and make better films and to carry more materials and more inventory and other videos and books by other great authors and researchers. So go to Infowars.com and order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart hard copies of the videos, the books, T-shirts that are normally $20 or $9.95 until Monday. It's all there, Infowars.com. Or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, without further ado, he's been holding about 3 minutes, is our guest. And he is John... Why are our wonderful guest names never easy? I was pronouncing it right 5 minutes ago. Now, John Babiarz, and he is the chair of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, Live Free or Die State, and they're pushing Bill 1639 FN, which would prohibit the confiscation of lawfully owned and lawfully carried firearms during a state of emergency and make a felony of any public servant, peace officer, I wouldn't call him law enforcement officer, who attempts to seize any firearm during the disaster, as well as officials, as they call them, again, public servants. And we are honored to have you on with us, John.
Well, thank you, Alex.
You bet. Just great what you guys are doing. I'm glad you guys took seriously what was happening in New Orleans and surrounding areas. For those that aren't aware of it, why don't you fill us in on it?
Sure. In New Orleans, what happens is local police chief in New Orleans, who I guess he isn't there anymore, started this process of confiscating weapons from law-abiding citizens, trying to protect themselves, thus leaving them unprotected and, you know, exposed to the ravages of criminals. outrageous. Well, in New Hampshire, we saw that and says, wow, they think they could pull that stunt. Well, we got to do something to protect ourselves. So hence this bill. One of the things that the our Constitution doesn't have provisions is punishment for officials who violate our rights. And so with this new bill that's before the committee, and I'm
you know,
sure
that's an idea, though, criminalizing, not just making it civil, that they can be thrown out or impeached, but criminalizing, because they love to write laws for us, absolutely criminalize their criminal activity.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, the beauty of this is, it shall be punishable by a fine of not less than $5,000, a letter of reprimand by the violator's chief presiding law enforcement officer, and imprisonment for not less than 30 days in a state correctional facility.
Yeah, I
They're
like
getting
to,
time.
I'd like to see him deported to China.
No, they might learn something
valuable.
Here's
the problem. A federal judge, and we track this, we even had some people on from the court, a federal judge said that was illegal what they were doing and blocked them. They didn't stop. They just slowed down and then kind of tapered off. The people haven't gotten their guns back. So these slobs don't even care about when it's openly a judge is saying they're doing something criminal.
Right. In New Hampshire, we don't put up with that kind of stuff. You got to remember, the American Revolution started here in December of 1774. We threw the British out of the Fort Constitution.
They came to take the guns.
Actually, we went to take their guns.
But, I mean, that's what started the war. Was
oh, definitely.
Gun grabbing.
Oh, definitely. That's what started the whole thing, in fact.
That's what started it here in Texas. Man, these are shooting this is shooting stuff. I mean, this isn't a game. Like, America was born in, you going to take my gun, and you going to die.
That is correct. There's one thing, you try to make a man defenseless, a real man will stand up and fight. A coward will just get down on his knees and kiss your feet. Well, in New Hampshire, we don't kiss feet around here.
Yeah, I got news for these black-suited monkeys. I'm not your slave.
That's for sure.
And look, folks, we should be mad. And look, cops, if you're pro-gun, which I know most of you are, then start talking about it. Start speaking out. Don't let your police chief speak for you. You don't want to be called black-suited monkeys? I'll call you great Americans if you just join us. But you better pick a side. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes. In fact, the police chief in these areas, I mean, dynamite guys. In fact, they kind of expect you to have your guns with you, which is great.
I know
this is New England, hard to believe, but...
I need to move to New Hampshire or Vermont. Texas is just pathetic, you know. I mean, my family's been here, Spanish land grants. I mean, we're as Texan as it gets, and I'm telling you, we've turned into just possum-bellied jellyfish.
I guess they forgot the Alamo, huh?
They forgot what happened. The war started when the Mexican army came to take guns.
Yeah.
I mean, we are just a... We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. You ought to be proud of yourselves up in New Hampshire.
Oh, we are. We are, and we just keep going forward. In fact, we're in our warrant article that we're putting up in Grafton here, we're actually going to have a warrant article to make Grafton a United Nations free zone. Just missed being passed a couple years ago by 10 votes, but I think this time we're going to
Oh, the UN free zones?
Yeah.
Now, those are beautiful. Are you doing that through Michael Nugent's group?
No, we're just doing it ourselves.
Oh, that's wonderful.
In fact, 3 weeks ago in Keene, New Hampshire, a bunch of activists burnt the UN flag in public in the city park.
Oh, please send me video of that. I'd love to put it on my website.
Actually, you go to NewHampshireFree.com, and you'll see the activists actually burning it on there. There's pictures there.
Please say the website five times.
NewHampshireFree.com, NHFree.com.
So it's just NH...
You know, Free.com.
No space, no nothing.
No space.
NHFree.com, NHFree.com. Oh, I tell you, it's just wonderful. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's simple, too. It gets attention. You go out, you burn a UN flag, local media comes out and covers it. One time, though, they had a guy who didn't like us come. We had about 100 people out there. This is like 10 years ago. I've got to find that video. And the police come over and say, you're not allowed to burn the flag. It's a burn ban. So I pull out my pocket knife and start slicing it. The state troopers are basically clapping. But then the media sends in one of their own little commies, I'm serious, who then burns an American flag. They arrest him, but then the media says he was with us. And then I get hate mail going, you're out. So they equated burning or cutting up the UN flag with burning the American flag. Do you see how dishonest the news is?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I mean, they are sick.
Well, the thing of it is, in the Keene, if you read up on that NHFree.com, you'll find that the head of the parks didn't want to do it, but there was no law against using the fire pit. And in New Hampshire, when the snow's on the ground, you can burn anything you want.
You know, that's what, another time we did use a fire pit because it was a burn ban. Stay there. I love the fire pits.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
John Babieras is our guest. Listen, we love to heap praise on people, but we want to be friends with the police and the government. The government's out of control with a bunch of cops. You know the politicians are crooks, and they're doing bad things, and we're not going to put up with it. What are we fighting? Here's a clip from ABC News. You've heard it before. We'll play it again. Where they're confiscating the guns with the U.S. military. Here it is.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, go home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion. Sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. And instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You said guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
So it goes on and on. But the thing is, I've been to the drills. The government really is trying to create cadres of police military that will go in and take guns house to house. I mean, this is really the plan. The first chance they got, foreign troops, Dutch, Mexican, backing them up, and then private security agencies, mercenaries, the police, the military, regular army, FBI squads, and big flatback trucks. I mean, and folks, I see million-dollar houses. On that video, these are houses that look like the White House. I mean, these are mansions built, in the 1800s. I mean, these are 20, 30-room things, and these are rich people. And the reason this is so important is we know they always push around poor folks and do bad things, but, I mean, these are rich people. This is what you can count on the federal government to do when you're in trouble. And that's why Mr. Babiaris, the head of the Libertarian Party, the chair of the Libertarian Party there in New Hampshire, is going absolutely ape, and they've introduced this bill, HB 1639, to beat it. Give us your take on those clips we just played.
Well, it's outrageous, and look, the reason why they want to use foreign troops is American troops won't do it. And, it becomes a conflict. Do Americans shoot at Americans? No. But you put foreign troops in, the foreign troops have no qualm about shooting us. Well, guess what? In return, we Americans have no qualm in shooting anybody wearing blue helmets.
And by the way, folks, this isn't a joke. It's been the stated long-term plan, that's why we've been talking about it so long, to incrementally bring in foreign troops to fight fires, use NATO AWACS, bring in some Germans, hey, local military liaisons, local military officers are assigned to your local police department, learning policing, going on for 20 years, and now they've signed treaties to, quote, use Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists, signed 3 years ago. I mean, this is mainstream news.
They're just trying to slide it in. And notice they went to the rich people's houses because I guess they had to weigh, well, do I want to risk my fortune? And it comes back to what Sam Adams said. If you love wealth better than liberty, tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek neither your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand which feeds you. May your chains set upon you lightly. May posterity forget that you were a countryman.
Well, I know this. I mean, I'm not going to say that if they came, in, say, New Orleans to do it, number one, I wouldn't answer the door. If they came in with a SWAT team, which they would do, who knows what would happen. I mean, I might just wait and personally get all their names and sue them for the rest of their lives and put billboards up across their streets and ruin them and own their homes. And there are more than one way to skin a cat. But down the line, if it's going on nationwide and there are trucks picking up the families and taking you to the FEMA centers for your safety, I will fight them. You better believe I will engage them.
Well, up here in New Hampshire, we had an ice storm about 7 years ago. That really devastated the place. We were out power 10 days and whatever. Well, one of the FEMA officials commandeered the firehouse to, quote, save us. Nobody showed up. We were all taking care of ourselves just fine without the federal government. So that's how we are in New Hampshire. We're kind of tough people, and, we take care of our own. And
we know
what
FEMA did. FEMA clearly on purpose sabotaged the police and everybody. That's now public. I mean, they got three sheriffs have gone public and an emergency manager. They had to put armed police on key facilities to stop FEMA from not coming and commandeering, coming and bashing everything up.
Oh, definitely. We have a member of the Libertarian Party that went down to help the people, and he told us the incompetence of FEMA and how the private organizations were doing a heck of a better job because they were touching Americans on Americans and
government. It's not even incompetence. Let me ask you a question, John. You're a smart guy. And answer it after the break. Does FEMA get more power and funding if things go well in New Orleans? Or if everything screws up really bad, will they get more power and funding? I think you know the answer. I mean, folks, they jam communications, they cut lines. That isn't incompetence. They engage in sabotage to make the local police look incompetent.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
John Babiaris is our guest. We're going to take two calls from Eric and Ron, and then I'm going to get into Ariel Sharon. I've also got another article here where people are trendy. They've got microchips and you don't. Ooh, you're an idiot. They're so cool. Tragically hip is the proper term of it. My dad told me about that phrase many years ago. Tragically hip. So hip, they're idiots. But I tell you, when it gets down to gun confiscation, this is really what's going on. And I remember right before 9/11, 2 weeks before 9/11, New Hampshire already had the majority of the townships, the select men and women, ready to pull out of the union because of the federal government's activities. Do you remember that, John?
Yes. In fact, a couple towns were already in the process of making the plans for a succession. And
had a majority vote, but that didn't suddenly, I guess that got dropped after 9/11.
Yes, it did. I guess people pulled together and thought about the country under attack, but you know.
Well, you know, the states can actually pull out to whatever extent they wish. It could just simply pull out of the regulatory control and declare 10th Amendment and still be part of the United States. There could be a limited secession.
That is correct. In fact, the federal government is in states only by invitation of the governor. All it takes is the governor strong enough to say, you know, we want you to leave.
And South Carolina actually almost did that over the unfair tariffs that were just on their goods, not on northern manufactured goods. And if Jackson would have, it was one of his only mistakes, if Jackson would have let them do that, we would not have had a civil war.
That's correct. It was about trade and tariffs, but they drag everything else into it.
Well, I mean, the president at the time said it wasn't about slavery. That's a red herring, folks. Slavery was already being phased out, not defending that horrible institution. Okay, side issue. I want to take a few calls here. How do we help you guys get HB 1639? I didn't give you a heads up on this. You got a statehouse website or got any phone numbers or how we can help you guys? And how do we help you pass anti-UN resolutions?
Well, the anti-UN resolution is a local activity here, and we're going forth on that, and that's going to proceed okay. On the House bill, one of the state reps that actually put this in, Representative Bicknell, is president of Gun Owners New Hampshire. And unlike the NRA, Gun Owners New Hampshire here is a fierce group, no compromise, all the way to the wall. And the committee this is in front of, I suspect it's going to have a wide turnout, and I think it's going to come out of the committee on the pass.
You know, the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are really the two only amendments that aren't being absolutely violated right now, though they're trying to gobble them up, and some areas have gotten rid of the Second Amendment, areas of California, New York, and other areas, and of course they have the highest crime rates in those sectors, because all the criminals flock there like maggots to dead meat, literally, but the only reason we still have those are the two rights that Americans still remember they have and are willing to fight for. I mean, we are like a bunch of rabid piranhas when it comes to the Second Amendment, but not enough. We need to get rabid and start erasing these unconstitutional abominations.
That is correct. And in New Hampshire, we only have a handful of gun laws, and they're getting reduced every year. We have the right to open carry.
You're the second best next to Vermont.
I know. And even the permit for concealed carry is shall issue. You pay your $10 fee, they cannot photograph you, they cannot fingerprint you, you just put in an application, and within 10 business days, they must issue it to you.
But what you need is just the right to carry, just automatic, which is what Vermont has.
Yeah, Vermont nice. It's nice living in a state where I can go from New Hampshire to Vermont and not have to worry about it. If I go down south to Massachusetts,
you know, maybe I ought to, have I ever made enough money, maybe I ought to live there in the summer and the fall and spring and just come down here to Texas in the winter.
Well,
I'm serious. I'm getting so sick of these allergies. I'm letting everybody know I may move in a couple of years.
Well, if you want to go to a state that believes in its freedom, that is fighting fair sport, New Hampshire's the place. It was chosen by the Free State Project. We have a lot of activists moving into the area.
I may move. I may leave. I'm really sick of it. I don't want to be about a bunch of cowardly weaklings. And I'd probably move to Vermont or something. I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't do it. I'm not trying to sound mean. I'm just serious. I don't want to be around this anymore. You got all these people that think they're free and they're not. I mean, we're going to have the Transnafta Highway with transponders and all of our inspection stickers. We are going to they're trying to pass even more gun laws. It's just horrible to see my state, which my family's been in, you know, since the beginning, just disappearing. Watching it torn apart right in front of my eyes. But really, you guys are aggressive up in New Hampshire and Vermont. I can only salute you.
Well, we thank you, but we're still going forward, and if it's going to begin, like it began in 1774, it'll begin right here in New Hampshire again.
How can you guys be so free, and there's such pathetic jellyfish in, like, Massachusetts and New York?
Well, the winters are tough and cold up here, but you know what? If you can take that, you can take anything.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
But, I mean, Minnesota winters are even tougher, and you don't see people, a bunch of jellyfish up there.
Well, it could be our Constitution, which puts our Bill of Rights first and then the form of government.
I think it really is the people. You guys have still got some semblance of heritage.
I think so, too. The original New Hampshire Constitution was settled by the Scottish people.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And so they have the fighting blood in them.
Boy, do they, if you look at history. It really is. Different breeds of people are different. I mean, that's just a fact, folks. And, yeah, the Scots, you always hear fighting Irish, but my goodness, if you look at this. You know, Andrew Jackson was a Scot from, of course, he was Scotch-Irish, but whole other issue. I'm just tired of it. I mean, it's like Africa. The Zulus were, you know, known for being warriors and were bigger. And all of that. It's the same MO. Certain peoples, I guess, just have that heritage of fighting. And I'm not trying to bash my own state, folks. I'm not trying to bash New York. I'm not trying to bash Illinois. They're full of great people. I'm bashing my own state. Understand. We need to be bashed. We need to be ashamed of ourselves. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed of what's happened. People think they're free in Texas and places like Alabama and West Virginia and Arizona. And I'm here to tell you, we're not as free as Vermont or New Hampshire. So now I'm worshiping your state, see? Let's go ahead and talk to Eric. Eric in California. Boy, you've got a shameful state, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I just want to say one thing. Live free or die. That is the motto of New Hampshire. I wish it was for California. We were a republic. Now we're a bunch of liberal wussies, and I'm tired of having my right taken away to defend myself. Because in the state of California, basically, you cannot have an exposed firearm on you without a permit. And it takes an act of God permit. So basically, I can't defend myself. A lot of people say, just call the police, call the police. Honestly, I love the police. I live in Chula Vista. Our police officers are very wonderful. They love our Constitution. But we only have 200 of them compared to the hundreds of thousands of people we have in the city. And it's getting pointless. The criminals have the guns, and the good people can't do anything about it. I'm tired of it. I want my freedom.
Well, exactly. It's time for good Californians, good people in Illinois, good people in Minnesota, good Texans to stop letting the... Oh, what's that neocon talk show host call him? And he's right. You know, the nail biting, bed wetting liberals.
And it's amazing. A lot of people have this idea, and even these gang, a lot of gang members are like, oh yeah, we should get rid of these guns. That's what stops violence. And all these liberals are saying, especially in Hillcrest and San Diego, like, oh, get rid of guns. If we get rid of guns and stuff like that, oh, it'll be much safer. It's not true. I've been, the people I met here in the state of California that shoot at the bona fide shooting ranges we have here are all decent Americans. None of them are psycho. I told one guy a while back, while I was going to go buy one, that in the back a long time ago I had an antidepressant, and he's so serious and actually, not selling firearms to people, that he refused me. Although I'm not under...
I understand. That's all weird regulations. Listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I got to move on, but let me just say this about this subject. They're shutting the shooting ranges down in California. They've banned ammo, what, about 40 caliber in L.A.? They've a bunch of cities have banned selling ammo. They've banned guns, period, in San Francisco. And these idiots don't understand that the first gun control in America, they always start with a minority. Oh, we're just taking the rights of the Muslims or the Arabs or people that are brown. Well, back then it was, we're just going to have gun laws against blacks. You see, they can't own guns, or they've got to have a permit. They've got to pay a $10 permit, which is a lot of money back then, so they couldn't pay to have the guns, so the Klansman sheriff could come and lynch him because that blackie had a gun. You know, he'd say something worse. And you know what? I think that's disgusting. John, you want to comment on that?
What happened is, they go after minorities that are unable to defend themselves. In New Hampshire, everybody's equal, and we have the means to defend ourselves. And nobody's taking away. In fact, they're enforcing better protections.
By the way, New Hampshire, this is national statistics, and Vermont have the lowest crime rate of the country. And there's just guns everywhere.
And we also have the lowest police per population ratio.
There's guns everywhere, people doing whatever they want, no problem, just nice, friendly people, and the criminals, literally like vampires running at high noon away from your state. And they're all running down here, and even worse to other areas.
Well, Massachusetts, they're having a field day.
Oh, man, I know. I'm sick of it. I mean, look, to me, my guns are like, I've got a tool chest in the garage with screwdrivers and hammers, and then I got a gun safe with this same thing. I mean, it's a tool. I mean, I've got a whole block of butcher knives. It doesn't mean I'm not killing people with butcher knives. And, I always joke about them banning knives. You know, England's about to regulate, not let you have butcher knives?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think they did that stuff in China thousands of years ago. Only certain chefs could have them, and they would make sure. That's why they ate with chopsticks, because, the populace could not have knives.
I forgot about that. That's right. And in Rome, slaves couldn't have knives. It's just my German ancestors that were kidnapped by, your ancestors of your, from that area of the world, from France or Germany, the Gauls or the Visigoths, the Ostrogoths and from Austria, they would take you down there to be slaves. And there have been far more white slaves, folks, than there have been black slaves in history. People to know that. Nobody seems to know that. There's all this shame black people have because they were slaves. Well, welcome to the club, folks. I mean, this is the way the world's been operating. It's wrong. But it's in the Roman histories. They could not even have the equivalent of a butter knife. Oh, man. It's incredible. Let's talk to Ron in Texas. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, that sort of reminds me of the way they ban bayonet legs because of all those drive-by bayonettings. But I think that the folks that were on TV in New Orleans pretty much deserved what they got because they were not prepared to defend themselves.
Well, I know this. I mean, I don't know what I'd do if I was high and dry in my house and was there with my family, and then here come a bunch of troops wanting my guns. I mean, I just... I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know what I'd do.
Well, I know this much. They'd have a tough time doing that at my home. My family is very, very well-versed in how to use what they've got, and it would have been one hell of a firefight.
Well, I know this. If just a few families stand up, they will quit real fast, because we outnumber them thousands to one.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And if they start using, military aircraft against us, then... You know, all the wraps are off, and it's at that point, it quickly accelerates.
I wonder what I would do about that. Probably have to go to,
Well, I'm not going to shoot my mouth off about what I'd do, but, I mean, I'd do what George Washington did. And that's why I've got FEMA on video saying he's a terrorist. Hey, John, did you know I've got video of FEMA teaching police that our founding fathers are bad?
Jeez, that's unbelievable.
No, I'm not kidding. And then we've had cops all over the nation call in and even send me manuals. It's the same training regimen.
Man, oh, man.
I know. I mean, if I was one of those cops and that guy got up and started saying George Washington's a terrorist, I'd say, you're the terrorist. Now get out of here. How they talk about those men like that, I just cannot. I mean, how obvious does it have to get? It's like comic book ridiculous.
You know, I'm glad up here in New Hampshire we elect our police chief. So, yes, run for election every 3 years.
Well, it's the same thing. Now the cities are trying to usurp the sheriffs, and that's, well, that's backwards. They have another word they add to that. Listen, I want to thank you, John, for joining us. Give us that website for the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire so we can lavish you with support and praise and visits and collaboration.
Well, the Libertarian Party is lpnh.org, and... For if you want to see what the activists are doing in New Hampshire, it's nhfree.com.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us. Thanks for the call, Ron, too. John, stay in touch with us in the future.
Sure will.
We'll see you. You know, I'm out of time, basically, here. I want to get into Sharon briefly, but I said I had this four-minute clip. And this is these trendy Wendy's, as Paul Watson calls them, these little punks who write books, and the media gives them all this attention. Oh, I've got a chip. Oh, you're so trendy. Ooh. And here it is. Computer chips get under skin of enthusiasts. Reuters, forgetting computer passwords is an everyday source of frustration. But a solution may literally be at hand in the form of computer chip implants. With a wave of his hand, Amal Grossfostra, a 29-year-old entrepreneur based in Vancouver, Canada, opens his front door with another. He logs onto his computer, and it's the coolest thing, and it's totally stylish. And actually, computer scientists and security experts have said they already have, for like $5, these guys can make a reader with existing parts that reads what your code is, then opens your door. This stuff actually makes everything worse. But see, these guys are guaranteed. I bet money. Well, I'm gonna interview them, and we'll ferret it out. Wonder what grants they're getting from certain companies, universities, intelligence agencies. But we read the Pentagon documents public back in 2000, 6 years ago now. It was January 2000, January 6, 2000. Actually, today is when they released that report, 6 years ago, and said that they were going to use PR and trendiness to get everybody to take chips. So here are some of these little totally uncool people just getting off on how different they are. Go ahead and roll these little people.
Digitized from New York, this is Johnny Goldstein. I'm speaking with my friend Mikey Sklar, who recently had an RFID chip implanted into his hand.
Hey, Mikey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
So, can you show us your hand where you had the chip implanted?
Sure. I had the chip implanted between my thumb and forefinger.
Uh-huh.
This was the incision point.
Wow.
Also, where the injector gun
that I had purchased from the UK was used to implant the chip.
And so where is the chip about now? Can you point to where it actually is?
It is between... it's about in this area here, just below the incision mark.
And so can you describe, well, I get people would be curious, like, why did this occur to you? What is an RFID chip, and why did this even occur to you to have it injected into your hand?
Okay, well, an RFID tag is a radio frequency identification tag. It is not so commonly used in people today, but I have seen a small growing population of kind of midnight engineers, I'll call them, installing this in themselves. And there's a mailing list called TAG that is about people's experiences of tagging themselves, what they do with the chips. Some people are using door locks. Other people are using it to unlock their screensaver on their computer when they log in. There's quite a bit more things that they're capable of doing.
Of course, it's just horrible audio, a big party with all these just... I mean, you look at them, these vacant-eyed, little simpering human... I'm not going to say it. Just... I mean, you got to hate people like that. Just vacuous, mindless little twits. I'm a slave. I'm so cool. You're not. And that's what they go on to say. I'm so cool. These kids are going to suck it up. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is for all the folks up in New Hampshire, up in Vermont. Here it is. It's for you.
Against the crowd, another ragtag band declaring independence.
They laid their
bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
A bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For their descendants.
Their descendants.
That's you.
Thanks to the rest.
That's me. And all over the country, sharp dressed former military commandos are wearing $2,000 suits, and they're teaching police that George Washington is bad. They're time. Thank God for the renegades. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. I love George Washington. I love Thomas Jefferson. I love Andrew Jackson. I know what they did. These were incredible people. It had never been done before. And then I got to, we're fighting a bunch of trash, and they're a bunch of cowardly filth at that, and I'm not afraid of them, and you shouldn't be either. Stop being afraid of what people think about you. Mark Twain said it, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Get up at your church and say the government carried out 9/11 attacks, and then have one of the 20-page deals on the web that goes through all the smoking guns, and pick which one you think's the best, and you're saying, I happen to have 500 copies of it here for everybody. And if you want to know more, I got a trunk full of martial law DVDs. And if that church doesn't want you there, then leave it. But you're going to find out you're going to be a real popular guy after you do that after a few months. That's the sick thing about this. You get punished when you go along with bullies. You get in trouble when you lick boots. And some of us have got to hit the barbed wire first, but I've been honored to always do it. And there have been consequences, but I just don't care. You know, it's what... What did the head of British Naval Forces say? Because he said, damn the maneuver, just go straight at them. I'm having a vacant moment myself in my brain, but... the point is it's just better to get it on. I mean, you know what? I'm just not putting up with it anymore. I've just decided. Bullies, period. Anywhere in my life. Anybody. And it's not that I got a chip on my shoulder. I feel good. I'm alive. I mean, I'm going to walk in the steps of my ancestors. And that's the best feeling there is when you've got great ancestors. You know, as Americans, we got great ancestors. I don't care what color you are. We've got great ancestors, and we ought to be proud of them. We ought to be proud of who we are. We ought to be proud of our history, that we've been a swashbuckling, reckless, dangerous, shoot-em-up nation. We ought to be proud of the fact that we've been a bunch of roughnecks, that we've been a bunch of people that went through adversity. I'm glad that we don't come from the stock all over the world of people that just sat there sucking their thumbs. So I salute all of you out there. I salute the good cops that have bucked the corrupt system. I salute the good school teachers that have bucked the corrupt system. I salute everybody who stood up against lies, stood up against bullies, stood up against status quo, stood up against all of it. Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have anything. You know, I don't spend my native... raw, animalistic war energies that God gave us for a reason on some facsimile like sports, some spectating event. I use it, I sharpen it, I hone it. I use it as energy to drive my intellect and my everyday energies for love of my family and love of the country they come from and love of the ancestors and love of my progeny to come. It is holy. It is what life is all about. It is what will fulfill you. It is what God wants you to live in and to have a piece of, and the world wants to steal it from you so that you'll never truly develop. Break your chains! Smash the New World Order!
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.